Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 57 of the CAS Podcast. That is the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast with the all-new logo.
Yeah, the new logo.
The new logo is awesome. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. And today, we're going to talk about sell something today.
Today.
And exclamation point, I think, is going to be part
of that. That is definitely, because we want to make that point.
Sell something today.
We talk a lot about marketing and like nice things that you can do, but we see all the time on the Facebook group, and we get those phone calls, hey, my business isn't doing well right now. How can I sell more stuff? And what's missing there is just today.
Yeah, let's do something today. And if it's okay, if it's like 11:50 p.m., it's okay for it to be tomorrow.
Don't say the other T word.
Okay.
Don't say the other T. First of all, you should not be listening to the podcast, you know, halfway through the day. This is a morning thing.
This
is a morning drive kind of activity.
Well, it's today, so hopefully you're listening to this early on in the day, and you are motivated. You want to do something different. You're listening to this podcast not only because it's extremely entertaining and fun,
yes,
but more than likely, the reason that you're listening to this podcast is because you want to grow your business, you want to make more money, you want to sell more stuff, you want to get better at what you do. That's why you're listening to this. Is probably why you read other things online, you watch videos. You're trying to get better at your business, you're trying to make more money, and today we want to talk about how to sell something actually today and some steps to do that.
Right, definitely. And we're going to do those steps that we've kind of mapped out here, trying to narrow everything down to what will produce results right away. And I just wanted to add something in advance, like right now. So other than this podcast and listening to the whole thing, if you want to sell something else today, you have to stop finding excuses not to sell something today. So what I want to say is if you have not enough business to produce today, then you've got the free time to do the things that we're going to talk about. I don't want you to find some random tool to work on. I don't want you actually even to be learning Facebook ads. I don't want you to be educating yourself today. I don't want you to be cleaning your shop or getting caught up on bills or finding one of the 100 things that you will use to avoid actually picking up the phone or going outside or going online and doing the things that you need to do to sell something right now.
Because this is about selling something today.
Yeah. Today.
Yeah, so we're going
to
do it.
We're going to try to say that word as many times as possible.
Okay. I should have started telling it up. I'm very disappointed.
I know. Right now. We're at 18.
Are we?
No, but that's where we're starting.
All right. So where should we start?
Okay, well, we're going to start with the premise that you're already in business.
Okay.
Okay, and that you have some customers. Obviously, it's not enough customers, or you wouldn't be in a position where you had to get some extra sales today. Okay, so you've got some customers. The first thing that I think you should do is you should come up with a reason to talk to people, email people, call people, go out and see people. You need an offer, and that's talked about a lot in the marketing world, that you should start with the end in mind, which is a sale. And then the next thing behind that is why people are going to buy something from you today. So you need some kind of an offer to talk about.
You need something that is a reason for someone to want to take action right now.
So,
we see it all the time everywhere, right? Like, buy your furniture today because you get a free love seat or whatever it might be. You know,
that sounds like a good deal.
It is a pretty good deal, actually. Let me know where that is. But no, that's what it is. It's what are you going to be able to, when you talk to somebody and say, hey, this is what I'm doing right now, and you could be 100% transparent. We're trying to get some business today. This is the deal that we're offering today to get our machines up and running because I just finished a job and I've got some free time on them. This is what I'm going to do right now.
This is your lucky day. So what you have to do is kind of map out your offer for the day, and we can brainstorm just a little bit on what that might be. So that might be, an offer might be something as simple as get a, if you're an embroiderer, get a free set of caps with a large enough embroidered company polo order.
Mm-hmm.
Offer might be free shipping for the day. It might be personal delivery for the day. It might be a discount for orders over a certain dollar amount. Or you could kind of combine things and use it as a way to, and this is one of my favorites, to sell something that you don't normally sell. So let's say, for example, you are a 2X Business Bundle customer, or you've got an embroidery machine and you do vinyl for t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've got a bunch of embroidery customers that have never bought a custom shirt from you. So why don't you kill two birds with one stone and offer some kind of a deal on a two-color vinyl shirt?
And what you do is, when you're trying to think of this deal, it's not just, it's not about giving something away for free and making it so that you're making significantly less money.
Right.
It's about you packaging something together that's a little bit different than you normally might do before, that's profitable for you.
Yes.
And offer something substantial to your customer, something exciting to them. So maybe what you do is you normally put on, you would take like the generic brand of polo, and that's what you would normally embroider on.
Right.
Right. And you maybe profit whatever the dollar amount is on that, $12. You maybe can't afford to give away a free t-shirt at that point in time. You don't want to drop another $5 and make your bring your profit down to $5 for the
right,
shirt.
Right.
So what you can do is you can turn around and you can say, if you do a Nike or an Eddie Bauer shirt, now that shirt is maybe a $40 shirt.
Yeah.
You're profiting, say, $20 instead of the $12. If you do a Nike or an Eddie Bauer shirt, we're giving away a free t-shirt with your logo on it with every one.
Yeah.
So now you can take that $5 that you would invest into the shirt, you put the, you take that out of your profit, you're making $15 a shirt or $12,
yeah.
Basically a similar profit, and you're giving away something that is a new product for your customer to turn around and buy.
Yep, love that. I also like the idea of adding something new to your product line, maybe that you've been working on. So, you know, you're doing caps and you're doing t-shirts. Maybe you haven't done bags yet, and maybe that's a great giveaway for your customers. So if you haven't done that yet, you can do 10 or 20% off your first order of bags. And by the way, here's the first one free. Or you could offer something with pillows, or you could offer an alternative placement. You know, let's say that if you order your company polos that I know you order every year anyway, you know what I'll do? I'll do one additional placement logo on the sleeve for free, or and maybe do that in vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or, you know, any combination of things. Look through your repertoire of things that you can do. Find something that you don't think you do enough of. And then figure out a way to offer that to your customers.
And I think that one thing in here is a dangerous game that you don't want to play in this. Because we're trying to sell something today.
Now I'm worried.
Yeah, you should be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this point in time, you say, oh, you know what I've always wanted to do? I have always wanted to embroider or put vinyl on tote bags. Let me jump on to my supplier website, and I'll spend the next 3 hours
figuring out which tote bag to sell. That is a good catch right there.
So it's one of these things where if it's going to be the offer that you have today,
yeah,
then you're going to have to trust yourself for the future that you're going to make it work.
Yep.
Just say, I'm going to offer a free tote bag. I've done a little bit of research before. I know they cost $3 or $4. I can make it work. I'll figure out the right one. Or you're going to say, I'm not going to do that because I don't feel comfortable. But I am going to offer something that I've sold before.
Yes.
To somebody else.
So let's make that 30 minutes a hard rule.
Mm-hmm.
So you this whole offer idea, it takes more. If you can't figure it out within 30 minutes, then you're going to take 10% off your product. Or you're going to offer free shipping. You're going to do something very simple. You know, but don't spend more than 30 minutes figuring this out because Mark is right. I know that I go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, okay, what's the bundle that my customers are going to be most attracted to? Do I need to include the Coleman clamp? Do I need to, you know, have I done this before? Is this going to work right? And then 4 hours have gone by.
Yeah, and also if you're running an e-commerce store, you might think, well, I've never done buy one, get one. You know, I've never done buy a shirt, get a hat for free. I've never done that. And now you are stuck into the how-to FAQ part of your e-commerce site,
right,
trying to figure out how to create this coupon and sale in your site and how it works and test it. Next thing you know, you're 2 hours in and you haven't even launched the sale yet because you're still trying to figure out how to program it into your website.
Right.
I've had that issue myself too, where I'm like, this is a perfect sale for today. I don't know how to execute it though. And if I'm trying to sell something today, that becomes a great idea for another day.
Yes.
We're trying to figure out what you can do now. So I'd say the first rule would be if you could do some good math in your head, like I mentioned, like with the Nike shirt idea,
one of these
BOGOs, if you could do something like that, then go for that. If you're stuck and you really can't put together the best way to do it, then offer just some sort of a blanket discount or deal that you're willing to do for people today.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that you're going to have to offer that discount to them forever. Because
right.
you just tell them the reason.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm doing this today is because normally my machines are running. I finished a whole bunch of jobs. I wasn't selling because I was working so hard on my machines. My machines are not running. In order to get them running today, I'm offering the next person who does business with me 10% off just to get them running again. It's not my forever deal.
Yeah.
It's the deal that I run when I'm slow.
Yeah.
I'm not slow.
Right.
You know, and you kind of pitch it like that.
I like that.
You're being honest with your customer. The reason why I'm calling you now is because my machine's not running. There's no noise. If there was noise, I wouldn't be calling you.
Yeah. So you call, especially if it's a good customer. Hey, John, I know you order stuff from me all the time, but listen, I've got something going on today. My machines are quiet. Hold up the phone. You can't hear anything running in the background. I need some work today. So here's what I'll do. You place an order of more than 44 shirts today, like you normally would, and I'll discount you an extra 10%. Or I'll include free shipping, or I'll take it over there myself.
Yeah, and this isn't my everyday deal,
right?
But I know you're probably going to order these shirts in the next 6 weeks anyway. Let's get some business right going right now.
Love that. So you've got some kind of an offer.
You've got an offer.
Right. Now, how do you deliver that offer to people in a way that will give them the opportunity to write you a check right now?
So the first thing that we talked about before is you do a little bit of what we just mentioned. You go through your customer list.
Yes.
And you pick up the phone and you call all of them. You call everyone who's bought from you before. And you just say what your offer is.
Yeah.
And if you want to be extremely transparent, you can just say, hey, you've ordered from me before. I'm taking some time today to try to drum up some business today. I'm offering 10% off, or I'm offering a free koozie with this, or I'm offering a free t-shirt with every Nike polo. Whatever your offer is, I wanted to know if you have any shirts you need. You know, if you have any custom apparel needs.
So I mean, that's basically a great script that you just came across with, right? So you open up your customer list, however you have it, with phone numbers next to it and what they've ordered before. And you start at the top, and the phone call and the voicemail message are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John, this is Mark from Custom Apparel Startups Tees, and I know you've ordered stuff from us before. I really appreciate that. I don't know if you can hear in the background, my machines aren't running today. So for only today, if you're interested in any more custom t-shirts or embroidered hats or whatever you're looking for, I can offer you 10% off. I can offer you a free shirt with every 10. I can offer you free shipping. I can offer you personal delivery services. Just give me a call back before 12 so I have time to put the order together, and I will make that offer to you.
Yeah, and I would say if you're going to have an offer, you want to have one, maybe two.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a list of sample offers, right?
Yeah, and I know that's what you meant, but I just wanted to be very clear.
Absolutely,
about that.
You only do one.
And you're off. Have one offer if you want to have a backup, even if you have a really cool first offer, like a free koozie.
I love the koozie idea.
Every
that's
18th
great.
Shirt, you get a hat.
Yeah.
Whatever the thing you want to do. But have a backup offer of like 5% off.
Yes.
Oh, you don't want to take advantage of that? I'll do 5% off.
Yeah.
You know, or 10% off. So you can have like a little kind of hip pocket. I call it, you know, something you've got kind of in your hip pocket,
right,
ready to go. Just be like, you know what? Let me see what I got in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you $100 off in an order today. If it's a $1,000 order, whatever.
Right,
whatever
right.
So call your current customers.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be your lowest hanging fruit right there. And if you are right now thinking of things that you have to do before you call your current customers, then you are having call avoidance, and you should forget that and just pick up the phone and start dialing.
Yeah, and chances are everyone's going to be pretty cool when
yeah.
you're calling.
Yeah, they are. They always are.
They're going to be cool. So, you know, along with that, if you've got with calling them, you can also send out an email.
Yes.
So if you have a some sort of email software, Constant Contact or MailChimp or, you know, one of these
whatever
services,
you're using, yeah.
Then send out an email today. Don't get caught up in making 2 hours in art and design and
right.
concepts and all that stuff. Keep it nice and simple. A nice text email, subject line, like, I'm looking to run my embroidery machines today. You know, you could just have something creative in the subject line. Hey, I'm looking to draw up some business today. Here's my offer. If you're interested, if you were thinking about placing an order, give me a call.
Yeah, love
you know,
that idea.
And send out the email. If you don't have a big enough list that you're using any type of service like that, then you might just individually copy and paste that email and one-off send it. Don't
yes.
do a big, giant BCC. You know, if your business is small enough and new enough where you can actually go through one at a time,
yeah.
You know, email all these people, and you can copy and paste the same message to everybody. It's a bit time-consuming that way, but if it takes too long to do, then you know the next project you have is to go ahead and get yourself some sort of email list.
Yes, and it's definitely worthwhile, and here is the point where, you know, the technical word for it is, I want to be very careful saying
sure.
this, is futzing.
Futzing, okay.
Futzing is, you know, okay, so I did this email, but now I'm going to check the grammar, and then I'm going to see, can I make this a different color? And the next thing you know, it's an hour later, and you're still looking for pictures of cool T-shirts that you can put with the email.
Yeah, you don't need the picture.
No, you don't
not
need
for
that.
Today.
Right.
Not for today.
No. That's a great project for some point and doing great emails, and
yeah.
we can talk about that too sometime. But no, for today, you want to sell something right now. You're just going to do a text email.
And yeah, short and sweet, and anything that takes too much time going
right.
all the way back to your offer is put on the table for another day.
Yeah.
This is about selling something today, so we're going to keep it simple. If you're stuck at a roadblock, then don't put anything as a roadblock.
Right.
Really, you know, don't put anything as a roadblock. If there's one there, then this isn't a good idea. So go ahead and you can send out an email to everybody. You pick up the phone and call everybody. And anyone who doesn't answer, you can leave them a voicemail. And in the voicemail, you can just be matter of fact.
Yes.
Just like what we said. You said that the phone script was the same as the voicemail script.
Yeah, it is.
So go ahead and do that. Now, if you feel that you've exhausted your customer list.
Yes.
Or you don't have enough emails, or you don't have enough customers. You're so new that you've got like 19 customers, and they
yeah.
all ordered like last week. You know?
Right. Or if you've got a bunch of customers, but you're really efficient, and you got through the phone calls and or the emails, and you still got daylight left.
Yeah, or you already do that.
Right.
Hopefully you do.
You just sent out a mass email.
Yeah, you just sent out an email to everybody, you know, a week ago, and you've called every one of your customers within the past, you know, week or 2 weeks
yeah.
or whatever your time frame is, because you're doing very well. Now you need to drum up new business.
Yeah.
If you're a local business and you do most of your stuff locally, then we're going to go back to what we say. I don't even know how many times, almost every
yes.
episode. You get some samples, and if you don't have samples, it's going to take you too long, scrap the samples.
Right.
Hopefully you do.
But honestly, you've got samples.
Yeah, you probably have samples.
Yeah, come on.
You know,
if you don't, grab a business card.
Grab a business card or your brochure or your flyer or whatever you've
wear,
got.
Wear your shirt with your business on it.
Wear your shirt, and I hope you've got a nice, clean, pressed, good-looking shirt with your logo on it, because if you don't, just step back to the beginning of the podcast and start over.
We're
need to have that ready.
Yeah, we're both wearing them right now.
I am, and I feel like I look good. Mine's in good condition.
You know what? It's the black. It really highlights the black of your heart. I mean your
yes,
eyes.
Yes, it's my beard blends into it.
Yeah,
it
does.
So you put on your shirt. Grab samples if you've got them.
Yes.
Don't spend all morning making samples. I know that how quick we all are, but chances are that's going to eat up all your time.
That's call avoidance. That,
yeah.
That's what I'm going to.
So if you've got the samples,
at.
Great. If you and be just very careful about making things.
Right.
I would just be you know, if I had a bunch of koozies laying around and I had my logo already vectorized that I can cut it out in vinyl and bank some out real quick, I feel like I could probably get a bunch of koozies done in a half hour. I'd probably feel good about that. I wouldn't want to turn on my embroidery machine and start to mess with
Right.
You know, or turning on my DTG printer and saying, oh, I'm going to just print out, you know, 20 shirts.
Yes.
You know, you're going to eat up your morning, and you know it.
And what we're about to tell you to do is put your samples in your car.
Yep.
Get your business cards, wear your shirt, and start driving.
Go find a business complex area. So it could be, and everyone, especially if you're in a fairly, you know, fairly large city or medium-sized city, you know that those areas where there's like the industrial type of complex areas.
Yes.
Where you can go in and there's a mechanic and there's an electrician shop.
Yeah.
I mean, you just go down the line and there's just 20 businesses.
Yeah.
Or there is 40 different doctor's offices.
Yeah.
And they all say no soliciting, but you're not going in there to solicit. You're going in there just to introduce yourself.
Right.
Okay?
To ask them to buy something.
Well, you are, but in a way.
But we're going to call it not soliciting.
Yeah, but it
doesn't sound legal.
Well, it is legal.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
You're not going in there with a pile of shirts trying to sell the shirts out of there.
Yes.
Okay? What you're doing is you're going in there and you say, this is something that I do.
Right.
And then you're just looking for that 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20, whatever the number is going to be, of the person that says, yeah.
Yeah.
We do need shirts. You know, that's all you're looking for today.
Right. Okay, here's my suggestion is that you take a right-hand turn out of wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
and the next time you hit any kind of a shopping plaza at all, you stop. And you go into, because what's in every shopping plaza? There's a place to get your hair cut.
Yep.
Or your nails done.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go into either one of those places, and especially if you sell bling or glitter, it's a win.
Yep.
Because all you have to do is be wearing the shirt and have the samples, and even if you don't get a business to buy your stuff at that point, you will get somebody that wants a custom bling shirt or a custom shirt to wear to work. There's also going to be a pizza place or a sandwich shop or a Chinese restaurant.
There's going to be a vape store.
There's going to be a vape store, which, you know, you may or may want to not go in those.
No, you
that's
going
to be up to you. Great for DTG people, vape stores.
Yeah,
because you can do those full graphics with skulls and smiles.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. You can go into any plaza, and there is a plaza, if you're in a relatively developed area, there's one of these plazas that have all of those business about every 3 miles.
Yeah, and you know what actually feels cool is you go into the plaza, and maybe the first one is like a big chain grocery store. I'd probably not want to waste much time going into there. Or Walmart. I'm not like bothered to go into there. However, then it's like a locally owned pet shop, pet supply, you know, store, and a nail salon.
Yeah.
So I go into both of those places. Hey, I do custom t-shirts, custom embroidery. If you guys are in need, this is me. Or here's a sample. If you want to give out a sample, here's my business card.
Check out my shirt. This is what I do.
Great work. If I can ever help you.
Yeah.
And then you can just kind of sit there quietly for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Wait for them to say something, because they will.
Right.
And it'll be, okay, we'll keep you in mind. You know, might be the, like, get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
Or it'll be, actually, you know, and then they holler at, you know, someone in the back.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, come up here.
Hey, remember we were talking about shirts the other day?
And that'll happen. Then it's Walmart, a nail salon, a vape shop.
Yeah.
And I think it was a pet stop.
Okay.
Pet store. So you go to those three stores.
Yeah.
And those three all probably just say, okay, we'll keep you in mind.
Yeah.
Then you get back in your car and you feel incredibly accomplished because you just,
you did it.
Your first complex.
Nobody took a shot at you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming you're not in Texas.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay. So nobody took a shot at you. No one yelled at you. And I agree.
You finished the whole complex.
Great. Yeah. You feel great.
Like, I did one.
Yeah.
You know, and it was only two stops in that one.
Yeah.
It might not, you know, the next one might be harder, and longer to do, but you've done one. Then you go to the next one. and you just get up and go and just do this.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it before, who cares? Just get in the car, have some business cards. I mean, hopefully you have some of these things already. You've got business cards or samples or brochures or flyers. It's hard if you don't have any of that.
Yeah.
So what you're going to have to do at that point in time is write on some sticky notes.
Yeah, get their card.
If you don't have any cards or anything like that, there's another thing you can do as well.
Okay.
So you can pick up the phone and call a bunch of places in your area.
Right.
So you can pick a niche.
Yeah.
Like if you do direct-to-garment printing, you can look up vape shops.
Right.
In your area, you know, pick a niche in your head, pet stores, vape shops, hair salons, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Pick it up. And then you can just pick up the, you can call.
Yeah.
You can call.
Google your zip code and hair salons.
Yeah. And you pick them up and you just call, hey, I'm a local business. I do custom t-shirts. I do awesome graphics.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it might be. I have a bunch of cool artwork that I think you'll dig, especially kind of for like the vape, you know, vaporware type of stuff.
Yeah.
If that's the niche you're going for. And if you ever need anything, you know, I'd love to, you know, either send you some of my info or a sample or just shoot you an email. And your success rate's going to be lower there. But if you don't have any samples and you don't have any business cards and
these are your choices.
This is your next choice.
I do want to add like a couple of maybe one or two very important deal making questions.
Okay.
So you go into the local sandwich shop and you introduce yourself and you hand them your card and you tell them what you do and you're quiet and you wait and they say, you know, something like, well, thanks, we'll keep you in mind, or I'll give your card to the general manager. And, you know, your response might be something like, thanks a lot, I appreciate that. Hey, by the way, do you know anybody else that might be looking for, like, some custom t-shirts or something like that? Or, you know, maybe it's a church you go to or it's a sports team that you like, or, you know, if you're part of any community groups, do you know anybody like that? And the answer is going to be either yes or no. And then that's it. And if they say yes, great. Who should I talk to?
Yes, you're asking for a referral.
Yeah, basically.
You know, you're asking for a referral, and that's another great thing. And I didn't have referrals in my notes, but
that's a good one.
I think it's a good one. So another way you can get some more business today is when you call your current customers. Maybe you've exhausted your current customer database.
Yeah.
I've already called all my customers. All my customers are all good to go.
Right.
Why don't you call up your customers and ask for a referral?
Yes.
Hey, you know, we've done business before. You said you were really happy with it. Right now, I'm slow today. I'm slow this week. I just finished a bunch of big jobs. I'm trying to drum up some new business. Do you have anybody that you might refer me to? Anybody that might be, you know, needing some custom apparel today? And just ask your customers. And again, this comes down to the same as when you call people, the same when you walk in. Most people are just going to say no.
Right.
I don't know. I can't think of anything right now. Most people are going to say no. You're not looking for everybody to say yes.
Yeah.
And you know,
if
business was somebody that easy,
right? You know,
it's not. But if you call 10 people, one of them is going to say something.
And honestly, like, I'll tell you, if you do tell us right now on the podcast that you have called all of your customers and they're all good and you've done that within the last 10 days and you have more than 10 customers, I don't believe you. you're going to have to prove it. You're going to have to give me that list of your customers and then I'll call them and ask them, because you may have the impression that you've spoken to everybody. But I guarantee you haven't gone through your list of customers that you've actually sold to or talked to and called each one of them. You may have called your best ones, or you may have talked to your customers that are now your friends, but such a small percentage of people actually call their customers regularly, it's very unlikely that any of you folks have.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is that, you know, here we have people in the building that for a living, their job is to keep in contact with customers.
And they don't.
That's what they do for a living.
Right.
And they don't.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you know, I'll say, oh, hey, how's it going? And, you know, slow today. All right, I talked to everybody. And I say, okay. I say, so if I go through your list right here, I'm gonna can call up anybody. Nobody's gonna answer the phone. I call them all. And then it's funny because the room starts to huddle around me if I do this.
Yeah.
I know someone's gonna answer the phone. And I pick up I go down, you know, so and so's list, and I'm like, I'm gonna call this person right here.
Right.
Pick up the phone, hello.
Yeah, hey, I do that all the time.
Company, you know, I wanted to follow up because you were looking to, you know, you're looking to buy a heat press. Just want to see how things are going for you. I'm the manager here. Is everyone treating you good? And oftentimes, you know, they're met very well. So if you've already called all your customers, if you feel like you've already driven around, I've already driven my whole town. I've already called everybody. Then do it again.
Yeah.
Start at the bottom of the list again because there's going to be people who didn't answer. There's going to be somebody who didn't need a shirt yesterday that needed one today. That's actually how almost every single business stays in business. I didn't need any groceries yesterday. I didn't stop at the grocery store.
But I'm hungry now.
But I'm going to today.
Right.
I don't need any new clothes today.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to soon.
Yeah.
So be in front of your customers.
Hey, I also want to do like a little bit more of an advance recommendation.
Okay.
And we'll call this an unreferral.
Oh, all right then.
Okay, so you've got your best customers.
You've got a new word.
And let's say there's 20 great customers that order from you regularly.
Mm-hmm.
20. So you've called them and you've asked them, you know, if they need anything else, and you've offered them your offer, and it's great. Maybe some of them bought, maybe not, and you've still got daylight left. So what I would do is I would look at the business that your best customers are in and call their competition. So, for example, if one of your best customers is it's a restaurant on the water somewhere in the Tampa Bay area, you provide them with their uniforms and stuff to sell in the restaurant.
Yep.
Then I guarantee that they're not the only restaurant on the water in that area, and you can call up some of the others and talk to the manager and say, hey, listen, I provide all of the uniforms for the beach getaway bar.
Yeah.
And grill down the street. I've been doing that for a while. I'm really good at it. I would love to make you an offer and get the same deal going with you guys.
And that could be true with any business out there.
Pest control, plumbing, haircuts, vape stores.
I'm on those today right now.
It seems that way. Do they have phones?
I think.
Okay.
Just checking. Yeah, I've called like everyone in Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll call them to offer them custom t-shirts.
Okay. I like that. All right, so the unreferral is, you know, it's outside the box a little bit, but it's much more specific than just wandering around the city and looking for things. You know, you can call more people that you can visit. So if you have the opportunity and you know the market that your best customers are in, look up their competition and make those phone calls, too, and make the offer just like
that. Yeah, and if your city is and your area is big enough and there's enough of them, let's just say that it is, let me try to think of a random example, vape stores.
Okay.
But whatever it is.
They sell the cigarettes that you don't have to light.
Yeah, the
e-cigarettes. Right?
Yeah, the e-cigarettes. So let's just say it is that. It could be anything.
Right.
If your best customers are two hair salons, if your best customers are a dance studios, whatever they might be, auto mechanic shops that you do uniforms for, whatever they are.
Yes.
Okay? So you pull up a map, you go onto Google Maps, you search that in your zip code, in your area.
Yes.
And you count the dots. Okay? And you figure out, okay, if I drive this route and I stop at all these places, and most of them I'm going to be in for like 30 seconds.
Yes.
However, a handful of them I might be in for 20 minutes. How long is it going to take? So if there's 20 of them, I'm going to say, okay, what's my drive time?
Yeah.
Map out a little route for yourself. And
yes.
You say, I'm just going to hit these 10 places. If it takes me 2 hours or 4 hours, I'm getting on the road. I've got my samples, my business cards, whatever it is, my offer. And now I've got a very specific pitch because I'm going to go by that restaurant and I'm going to go down the line and hit all the other beach restaurants and say, hey, I do it for the beach club down the road, do all their apparel ones, and know who can I talk to here, or would you guys be interested in any custom apparel?
I'm going to make samples almost a requirement for this technique.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Especially if you're doing dance wear and you do bling, or if you do pet stores, you know, you can have something specific for them. If you do restaurants, beach restaurants, you have a specific sample to show them that feels like they would want it.
Yeah, and if you're doing it for, say, dance studios, and you do spangles or glitter vinyl, whatever it might be,
yep.
And you've got a shirt that you've made for them before, then you bring that shirt and you show the competition. This is something that your competition makes through me.
Yeah.
This is something that's so dance studio. You
know, they sell it for $35.
Yeah, tell the story.
I sell it for $20.
Yeah, I sell these for $20. They sell them for $35. I make about $100 a month for them.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you might be interested. And you are talking with people who run businesses and own businesses, most likely.
Yes.
And they all have the same exact goal. They're going to empathize with you. All of them want to make money. All of them want to sell. All of them want to grow their business, want to stay in business, want to be able to make money to have vacations and do whatever they want. So you go and you say, hey, I'm just trying to drum up some business.
Today.
I'm just trying to drum up some business today. And most of them are going to respect that, and they're probably going to come back, oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
Me too, buddy. You know, and say, okay, well, if you need custom T-shirts, you know, and have your pitch. Have whatever it is, just say that you do something. In this example, you do something for a similar business, and
yes.
You'd like to do it for them.
Yeah, I love that. And for the dance studio or cheer academy or whatever it is a great example, because you can say, you know, I make these shirts for this company, this other company, and they make about $15 profit per shirt. How many students do you have?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're doing math.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shoot, I've got 50 students, that's $750 or whatever it is, right? So all of a sudden they're doing math and it's an ongoing basis, and now you're in business together, right? Because you're helping them make money. The only thing you have to do is make sure that you have an offer on hand to see if you can't convert some business today.
Yeah, and when you're doing this, especially if this is new to you, because more than likely it is, you know, there's not a lot of people who will actually do this. Everyone will listen to this.
Yes.
5% of you will do it and make more money today.
That's a lot of people. 5%?
Yeah, that's a reasonable number.
That seems like...
That's not how many people will buy from you.
No, it might be.
You know, but if 100 people listen to this, 5 of you are going
to
do it.
We had at least 2 people say that they'd listen to all of our podcasts and never done any of it.
Yeah. That's a fact.
That's, really, I'm not making that up.
Not all of you are going to do this, but you are going to be one of the people to do it because you're the one that's going to actually make some more money today. Now, like Mark Stevenson's got some.
I just did that. It's true.
Okay, but there's one other thing to mention, because not everybody that's listening is a local business. Meaning that not everybody is selling locally. There's some folks who make their money selling online.
Yes.
So I think we should give them just a little bit of attention here.
I agree. And just if you did not know, Mark Vila's, I'm going to call it a specialty, is e-commerce. So he does all the marketing for Coleman & Company's online store, and it is remarkably successful business. So whenever he says something about e-commerce sites, I definitely want you guys to take notes.
And well, so if you have a newer, say there's two different places we're going to talk to here. And well, I think we could be fairly brief on this.
Yeah.
Because it's simple. Okay. If you have a new store that nobody comes to, so you've made your online website, you look at your stats, and you have like 8 visitors today,
right?
And you're not even sure how those people got there.
Yeah,
you know, they're accidental.
It was a mistake. It was a mistake.
They're typos.
Right.
Then you want to drive people to your website. Spend some of your money. Okay.
Okay.
Spend some of your money. Hopefully, you've learned a little bit on doing some ads already for your website. You're not going to make any money today, though, if you try to learn how to do ads today.
Absolutely.
It's going to be hard for you to do that. So you have a couple options here. You know, you can actually go through your an existing, because if you have a brand new website, you probably have some customers from somewhere else. It's often what happens is people have existing customers and they then decide to open up a website because they want to start selling online.
Yes.
Okay? So you do the same method here, except you could drive people to your website with a special offer.
Right. So the offer goes in an email, it goes to your database or to previous visitors or however you get it, and you're sending them to your e-commerce site.
Again, you're sending them to your e-commerce site where you have specific products and you have a very specific offer. Okay? If you know how to do some online advertising, and you've messed with Facebook or Instagram or Google or whatever it is, I want you to have a brand new offer today. If you want to sell something today, you need to have an aggressive offer that you've not offered before.
Right.
And don't take it personal. And what I mean by that is there are folks in this building, you know, and in every business I've ever worked for that have certain things that they take personal with their pricing. So I don't do free shipping.
Right.
I don't do
that. I would never do that.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, do it.
Right.
Today.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to
just
make somebody
for the day. Today. Just for
you
the day.
You don't have to do it forever. Give them free shipping today. So give free shipping today. Do buy one, get one free today. Do $10 off a specific t-shirt or specific hat today. Offer a ridiculous deal. Get some business going on there. If you've got regular traffic to your website already, then this is a perfect opportunity for you to try something and do something new and aggressive to make some money today.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Hopefully, if you've got a funny t-shirt design in mind or you've got a bunch of these hats that you've ordered before that kind of are sitting here doing nothing, you take that product and you put it on sale.
Yep.
Get it out there today. Start making some money. Change the headliner on your website, that main hero image on the top, to an aggressive sale. Have a pop-up. If you have the ability to create pop-ups in your software, have a pop-up that says, today only, $10 off order of $100.
Yes.
Or $10 off 50, whatever number you feel comfortable running.
Now, this is not the day to figure out how to do those things.
That's right?
This is if you have never done a pop-up on your website before, you have no idea how to do it, then it's going to take you 3 hours to figure it out. You know, you're going to be wasting your day.
Yes.
That was meant to make money. So what else you might do is, especially if you have a new site, even locally, what you can do is just take a link to your website and go on to Facebook and go on to LinkedIn and find your community groups. So if I'm in Tampa Bay, and even though I do most of my business through e-commerce, or I want to, most of my shirts, most of my customers are in Tampa Bay, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to look up Tampa Bay on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find groups and places that will allow me to post a link. And I'm going to say, hey, I've got a special going on t-shirts today, save 20%. Here's a link. And you can do the same on LinkedIn. You can actually post on LinkedIn in groups and say, hey, this is what I'm doing today, trying to get a little bit of extra business just today because my machines are quiet. Here's my offer. And link back to your e-commerce website.
Yeah, and that's it. So if you sell online and if your main business is online, okay, and you're trying to figure out how to change things up, at this point in time, you should already have learned how to do some advertising. Where are the forums you can go and place offers? Where are places that you can advertise for free and for paid?
Yep.
Email marketing. You know, you probably already have these things set up. If you say you have an online store and none of that stuff is happening and you don't have any traffic, you don't really have an online store yet. You haven't done anything.
Yep.
So for those who are already in business, have an online store, you have traffic, you just have to do something new and aggressive to get business today.
Yeah.
Do something you've never done before, offer it up, and it'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's the biggest concern is that, you know, if I put this up and I sell 25 shirts today and offer free shipping, I'm going to lose out on that $100 I would have made in shipping.
Right.
That's not the point for today. The point is that you've sold now 25 shirts.
Right.
And instead of making $12 on, you made $9 on.
Right. But your machines were quiet today anyway.
They were quiet. You were trying to
do. So you're making $9 more a shirt than you would have made.
Something is better than nothing.
Can I write that down? Could we?
Yeah, don't write it.
Then we're going to put that in the show notes.
You dare, right?
Put that in the show notes. All right, listen, we've talked about a lot of stuff having to do with sell something today. I mean, in the end, and we talked about making up an offer and calling current customers, getting samples and hitting the road. We talked about calling for referrals. We talked about the idea of unreferrals, of looking on Facebook and LinkedIn for local groups. We We talked about some stuff that you can do for e-commerce site if you're already going and if you're not. So we've given you a lot to do. So I hope if you're in that situation where you really need to sell something today, which I know a lot of you are, is that you'll keep doing these things until you sell something.
And you've just got to make something happen today. Just do it. You know, it's so easy to procrastinate and not do anything.
Yeah.
Or to say, oh my gosh, this is a great idea I'm going to work on for the next 10 hours.
Right.
You know, it's so easy to get caught up in doing things that just end up as projects.
Yeah, don't use this time to do your books or to research or to get too involved. Use this time to sell.
Sell, and the motivational side of it that I say is, if you've got apprehension about getting in your car and going out and talking to some businesses today, I want you to give yourself a little self-talk for a couple minutes and just say, I'm just going to start it today. And if you get in your car and you go to four places and then you have a panic attack and it's over,
yes,
okay, you did it.
Right.
You know, you started it, and the next time it's going to be easier, and then after you do it 20 times, it's going to be nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes normal.
And it's the same with the phone calls.
And the same with the phone calls.
I mean, you were probably terrified the first time you turned on your embroidery machine, or you were afraid something was going to explode the first time you used your DTG printer. I mean, you've mastered all this stuff.
Yep.
Like, you're in business, you're in this business. You're making custom T-shirts, which is something that you've wanted to do. Why don't you just go out and talk to people about that?
Yeah, and the same thing with your online store. If you decide, I'm going to offer free shipping today, if you offer it and all of a sudden you're making so many sales and it's too much for you, you don't feel comfortable with it, whatever, it's your online store. You can instantly log in and pause it, stop it,
right,
whatever you want to do at any point in time. So get on there and do something and see if it will surprise you on how much money you make that day.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So what we'd like to do is we would love to hear from you guys on how much you sold today, tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So listen to the podcast, do the things today, and then let us know.
Yeah.
You can go onto the Facebook group and message us that you heard the podcast. We actually even have a podcast Facebook group we don't talk about too much. But you can go on there and let us know that you've actually sold something and how that happened.
And also, if you went out today and you did all this stuff and you didn't sell something today, tomorrow is another today.
Oh, that's way too philosophical for me.
But I mean, that's the thing. Sometimes you're going to get up and you're going to do all this stuff and you're going to go around and you're going to stop at 20 shops and maybe you didn't make a sale today or you came so close three times and nothing happened. Then do it again tomorrow, and you're going to see, because in our other podcasts we talk about it, how these things build up on top of each other.
Yep.
And it's going to happen. Sometimes things ramp up really fast, and you go out, and the first three places you walk into, you make two sales.
Yeah.
And that will happen.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Right? And if you're in sales over the period of time, you're going to have those days.
Yeah.
And you're also going to have the days where it's not as active. Get out and start doing it. Sell something today.
I love that. Okay. This has been the now highly motivated Mark Stevenson from Colbessie.
And Mark Vila from Coleman & Company.
Get out and sell something today and have a good business.